What? Where are you going? It's the middle of the night. Alright, well, 5 a.m. The sun isn't up. Come back to bed. You're joking. You aren't seriously going on another business trip, are you? You just got back from one, like, a few days ago, right? I don't know your schedule yet, but isn't that a little crazy? Fine, whatever. I'm sleeping in, though. Huh? But, hey, I'm still getting used to this house, and now I gotta go somewhere else. How long is this trip? If it's just a few days, wouldn't it be easier to just FaceTime or something? A whole trip for a stupid meeting. Well, I'm trying to get a bit more sleep, yeah. But it's already really hard with you packing like that. Do you really need so many suits for just 2 days? You're already wearing a suit right now. It's like you live in them. Well, it sounds uncomfortable. Can't you come back to bed for a little while? What time's the flight? Okay, let me help. Well, I'm not gonna laze around while you do all the work. Let me get your breakfast. It's fine. You should at least have energy to work if you're getting up this early. I've never actually been to the airport. This stuff is confusing. I'm glad I have you with me. How do you know where to go? Well, it sounds easy when you put it like that. But it doesn't look easy to me. How are you not already exhausted? Man, no wonder you signed the contract so easily. You definitely need me. I feel bad for you with how much you have to work. Well, it's been nonstop. I've been doing a lot to help you out this past week, but you've still been on those phone calls and the meetings nonstop. Plus, you've got to yell at people. Doesn't that freak you out? You seem sweet off the phone. I guess it's an act. Or are you taking out your stress in those phone calls? If it stresses you out more, I wonder how you do it all. It's good to have me to look out for you now, right? Oh. Does everyone get on now? Just us? Why? Okay, I'm coming. Oh. Wow. I've never been on a plane, but this looks a lot different from what I'm seeing in the movies. It's so spacious. These aren't even seats. They're whole rooms. So, I come in here with you? It's quiet. I get why you don't have a problem waking up early now, and why you didn't want coffee. It's so peaceful. You probably sleep in here, right? Alcohol makes people sleepy. Let's have some. Here, I'll pour you some. Relax. Lean your chair back. I'm here to help. so it's fine. That's what the whole contract is about anyway. I pretty much work for you now, even if... well... Come. Cuddle. It's cozy to drink this way. I don't know. Expensive wine tastes strange to me. I might be used to the cheap one. But... this is all right, too. I'm not surprised. You have an expensive palate. Did you grow up wealthy? Oh, wow. From that young? You've been working the majority of your life then, huh? Things like this must feel second nature to you. Hard work. But still, I'm happy you have moments like this to rest. I can help you relax and fall asleep. Already? You drink fast. Want more? Okay. I'll save it then. Here, put your head in my lap and close your eyes. Well, back at the tea shop, I wasn't the only cat girl. I didn't like being pet, but it made me sleepy. And some other girls would fall straight asleep. I think it might help if I play with your hair. Actually, I think I have a brush. Hold on. Here it is. Relax. It's nice to see you so relaxed. You're even more attractive this way. Not stressed or worried. Everyone needs some time to relax. It feels like we have all the time in the world right now, huh? So, just rest and breathe. Take your time and let your mind drift off. You know, when I first met you back at the tea shop, I definitely thought you were attractive, but I still saw you as a customer. And then you accepted my contract and I started living with you. And I don't know. Things just feel different now. Would it be wrong of me to say? Would it be wrong of me to say. I've never wanted anybody this bad. Shh, keep your eyes closed. Keep relaxing. I guess, yeah. I do have feelings for you. Though, how could I not with how things have been going? You act so strict and stern, but in reality, you have a lot of patience for me. If I do something wrong, you won't get angry at me. You're kind to me. Somebody like you isn't easy to find. So, I'm glad you chose me. And no matter what your feelings are towards me, I'm happy like this. We don't have to change anything. But I suppose I should say this as well. And it might come off strange. It's been on my mind for a while. Feel free to use me. You know I like you. So, I'll do what you say, you know? I know I can be a brat, but I actually really, really want to do this sort of thing with you. As long as your orders are harsh enough, I'll happily do whatever you say. I like when you're rough with me. I let you grope my chest whenever you're on those scary phone calls. And I give you a hand job pretty much every morning. You could have me do whatever. It isn't scummy. I'll enjoy it, you'll enjoy it, and it'll be fine. Shh, you don't need to sit up. You can keep relaxing. I had a feeling you'd prefer a sexual release over that. How can I help you? Here, I'll fill up your wine glass. There. Oh, yes, sir. You don't need to ask me. Just demand it. I like when you do that. I could suck your dick and drink your cum all day. This will be fun. I love when you're still flaccid. I want to feel it getting bigger in my throat. That was a good one. Your musk is amazing. It gets me addicted. You have the best cock in the world, I'm sure of that. There's no way I can get any better than this. This vein right here. Starting to learn what you like. Okay, no more messing around. I'll get to it. Your taste is so familiar. Is my tongue too rough? just right. Relax and lean back. You don't have to move your hips. I'll do the mouth fucking for you. Hold me by the tail. Come and pull it. Yeah. Yes, sir. I love how it tastes. I love how it smells. You have the best dick. I could do this forever. Oh, you're a cock servant. I'll do everything you tell me to. Get some rest, sir. You look completely relaxed now.